I'm Derek Hardwell with this recap of this past Saturday at the Knoxville Raceway. While the calendar said mid-season championships, it did not feel like mid-season championships this week, with weather playing a role this season. The 410s ran just their eighth race of the season, while the 360s and Pro Sprints were at event number six. Brian Brown set quick time in the 410s with a lap of 15.966, while Sawyer Phillips was fastest in the 360s at 16.178, and Matt Allen laid down a lap of 18.097 in the Pro Sprint. With over 90 cars, the heat races did not get going until close to 9, and everyone was looking to make the show, which caused a few red flags. All drivers were okay, and the heat winners in the 410s were Aussie Lachlan McHugh, Blake Hahn, and the brothers Phillips in races 3 and 4 with Sawyer and Tasker, respectively. 360 heat races went to Josh Higday, Chris Martin, Tasker Phillips, and Ryan Levitt, and the Pro Sprint heat races were claimed by Josh Jones and Brandon Worthington. The A-Mains provided the best racing as the 360s were first up, and the Hall of Famer, 1983 Knoxville Nationals winner Sammy Swindell, led them to the green flag.
The green flag drops on the 360 A-Mains. Sammy takes it around the bottom of 1 and 2. He's your early leader. Heskin looking for momentum up top. Runs second as they come out of turn two. Josh Higday is third, and Clint Garner right now fourth. It will be Sammy Swindell, your leader, lap number one, but Davey Heskin is building momentum up top.
A crash involving contenders Clint Garner and Garrett Williamson slowed the race, but with Heskin looking to be in control, Chase Randall, known as the quickest chicken, began stalking Heskin and would eventually take the lead with two laps to go.
Randall waiting to make his move here.
Oh, here it is right here.
Two laps to go. Big run on the bottom of turn four for Randall. He takes the race lead. Chase Randall now your leader around Davey Heskin.
Randall would hold on for the win, getting his second straight win at the Knoxville Raceway in the 360s. He said in victory lane he wanted to catch Heskin and lap traffic, and it paid off.
It's kind of helped being a little bit in traffic, I think, a little bit behind Davey and behind the lap cars, and you know, kind of get the best line I could. And it just took me a few laps to figure it out. And once I did it, you know, car was a rocket ship. We were able to run down Davey from a good ways back, and, you know, able to make the move on him. It was just a great night. I got to thank my dad for giving me a great setup. Danny, Rocky, Daryl, Danny again, Talon for putting all the hard work in and moving to the 410 in a second.
It was the Pro Sprint's turn, and from the outset, it looked like Josh Jones was going to sail to his first career win at Knoxville.
Josh Jones has checked out right now, a half a straightaway lead at lap one. Stelzer races his way to second. Mayberry third after lap number one.
However, mechanical gremlins would end the night for Jones.
Mike reporting he's hearing some issues on Jones's car.
Yep. That's
your race leader, Josh Jones, way out front, but possibly having some issues on the O2S. Will it hang on for eight more laps? Really slowing down. Right there now is Mike Mayberry. Six laps to go, and Mayberry ready to pounce on Josh Jones. Josh Jones using all the racetrack blocking every line there is here, just trying to hang on for six more laps. Mayberry's going to go by him on the high side and then dive down to the bottom and pass him coming out of turn four. Mayberry now in front.
Mayberry would hold off a charging Chase Young to win his second Pro Sprints feature of the season. The 410s were the final race of the night, and it was a couple of locals looking for their first win, leading the field to the green flag as pole sitter Linton Jeffrey took the initial lead. But Phillips was ready to play as well.
And it's going to be Linton Jeffrey, your early on race leader from the pole. But here comes the 3P of Sawyer Phillips. Phillips, big run into one. Pushes Jeffrey up the track and uses the bottom. New leader out of turn two, Sawyer Phillips.
It soon became evident that Brian Brown had the fastest car in the race as he, due to the invert rule, started eighth. But soon was contending for a top spot, and by lap eight, he was out in front.
Brian Brown gets by Linton Jeffrey, and your new leader is Blackjack Brian Brown.
The guy in the move is Reitzel.
Jeffrey is still right there with Brown, though, as they go by the car at the tail of the field, Jeff Dodge. Brown clears him, Jeffrey has not.
Brown would eventually pull away, and the only thing that really slowed him down was a late race caution that bunched the field. But the final start Brown was nearly a full straightaway ahead of Jeffrey and won comfortably. Brown said in victory lane as fireworks were popping overhead, feels now that he and longtime crew chief Chad Morgan are now back together. There's something different about this race team.
Really, I think when me and Chad got back together, it was like, man, listen, we're not going to argue, we're not going to fight, we're just going to put our heads down, and no matter what gets thrown at us throughout the night or a week or a month, just be, just get after it together as a team. And some there's nights there's going to be perfect, and tonight looked perfect if you look at the scorecard, quick time, second heat, and won the A, but you see us other team had not got a hole in the tank, and stuff like that, I think it just kind of what Grandpa George instilled in me from day one, like, you got to prepare to win these races in the shop. You know, if that tank's not ready to go and we don't trust that tank, then what? Or if we don't have a tank with us. So, like, that just shows what kind of team we got. I mean, I just really like how where we are right now. I just feel like as a driver, I'm driving the best I ever have in my life. I feel like as a crew, we're working good together. All of our great partners. And like I said, just I'm excited about the next month. I mean, next month is a lot of big races coming up. Starting Wednesday, you know, racing for $1 million. So I like where we're at. We'll tackle every night, try to be the best we can. And if that's good enough to stand up here, that'll be great. And if not, we'll come back the next night and fight harder.
With mid-season championships now in the books, the month of July will see more visitors and other drivers starting to get their glorified test sessions in preparation for the Knoxville Nationals. This week, all three classes will be in action on Marion County Fair Night. For KNIA KRLS Sports, I'm Derek Cardwell.